Good afternoon, Iditarod fans. This is Josh Rogers with KICY AM 850, the voice of the Arctic, and I'm here live in Willow at the restart of Iditarod 2005. Now, we had a beautiful day yesterday in Anchorage at the ceremonial start. Today, it's a bit more cloudy and a little colder. Right now, it's about 30 degrees, but that hasn't gotten in our way as a great day of racing kicks off here. We're about 70 miles up the road from Anchorage. Now, the restart was moved from Wasilla to Willow a few weeks ago because of trail conditions. However, I'm able to verify that there is plenty of snow out here at Willow Lake, and things should be able to get going smoothly for most of these mushers. There's a great turnout here with people of all ages and media from all over the globe all converging on this small little town. Literally hundreds of people. There's a steady swarm of people lining the trail all the way around the lake and into the forest, cheering on each musher as they start out on the great race. While yesterday was more of a festive atmosphere, today brings a more serious and focused tone around the teams. Mushers can't wait to get out on the trail and get the race started. Things got started off this afternoon with Jessie Royer as one of the first ones on the trail. She's wearing bib number 2. We're going in the same order as we did yesterday at the ceremonial start. However, Rachel Skidoris, the legally blind rookie musher from Oregon, has decided to go at the end and give up her number 10 starting position. From here, the teams will head on to the first of 21 checkpoints in the race, and of course, it will all finish up back in Nome. Stay tuned to KICY for updates and interviews throughout the race as we continue to bring the leaders and the mushers of local interest. In Willow, with KICY News, I'm Josh Rogers.